Last week, I had the joy of children helping me teach. It was awesome. We love what God's doing here. Dean, let me catch you in a second, okay, bud? Thank you. I love you, Dean. I love you, Dean. Happy Mother's Day. I was standing yesterday at Albertsons getting a Mother's Day card, and you know, it doesn't just have like Happy Mother's Day and it's one card. It was Happy Mother's Day for every possible situation there is. And my eyes kind of unfocused as I stood next to four or five guys and we had a look of shock on our face as one guy had some flowers and I went, man, what'd you do wrong? And then, but there was all these cards of Happy Mother's Day because our daughter-in-law, she is a card giver and a card receiver. So her love language, one of her love languages is cards. And so we went and got her a card and I nailed it, guys. How do I know I nailed it? She went, oh. She loved the card. But I'll tell you what, as we say Happy Mother's Day, every situations that we face is kind of looking at all those cards, because some cards had, I'm sorry for your loss. Some cards had, this is awesome, you're a brand new baby. You have a brand new baby. And there's varied ways in which we are sitting here today or watching online celebrating or remembering Mother's Day. And I recognize that 25 minutes is not going to deal with every person and what you're walking through in this season. Me personally, my mom is 87. And this, you wonder, is this my last opportunity to say Happy Mother's Day? You know, we're in that season of life. And so with everyone here, there's different things we're walking through. And I recognize, again, 25 minutes is going to cover everybody. But I do want to give some wisdom that I think is not only for just the women, but for us all. And as we start, how many's ever heard of bad dad jokes? I'm going to do cute mom stories. And you may have heard these before, but I've watched Bill Johnson, and Bill Johnson tells the same stories over and over again that are funny, so I felt I can do that as well. So, are you ready? Just a few stories. Hopefully they're funny to you. Here's the first one. A mother was preparing pancakes for her sons, Kevin, 5, and Ryan, 3. The boys began to argue over who would get the first pancake. Their mother saw the opportunity for a moral lesson, and she said, if Jesus were sitting here, he would say, let my brother have the first pancake, I can wait. Kevin turned to his younger brother and said, Ryan, you be Jesus. A physician and her 4-year-old daughter were in the car on the way to preschool. The doctor mother had left her stethoscope in the car seat, and her little girl picked it up and began playing with it. Be still, my heart, thought the mother. My daughter wants to follow in my footsteps. Then the child spoke into the instrument. Welcome to McDonald's. May I take your order? You may have heard this one, but it's a goodie. It's an oldie, but a goodie. A wife invited some people to dinner. At the table, she turned to her 6-year-old daughter and said, would you like to say the blessing? I wouldn't know what to say, the girl replied. Just say what you hear mommy say, the wife answered. The daughter bowed her head and said, Lord, why on earth did I invite all these people to dinner? You guys good with a couple more? An exasperated mother whose son was always getting into mischief finally asked him, how do you expect to get into heaven? The boy thought it over and said, well, I'll run in and out and in and out and keep slamming the door until St. Peter says, for heaven's sake, Dylan, come in or stay out. I don't know if the theology's good on that, but it's okay. One more. One summer evening, during a violent thunderstorm, a mother was tucking her son into bed. She was about to turn off the light when he asked with a tremor in his voice, Mommy, will you sleep with me tonight? The mother smiled and gave him a reassuring hug. I can't, dear, she said. I have to sleep in Daddy's room. A long silence was broken at last by his shaky little voice, the big sissy. And we're done for the day. If all we got was some laughter, it was a good day. Oh, we have some friends, Steve and this Michelle Little. Can we welcome them into our house? They are, he's an area leader for us, and he does a great job ministering to pastors, and so glad to have you guys with us today. So, 300 years before Christ, the Greek philosopher Zeno made a statement that parents of every generation, they've used this. And he said, "The reason why we have two ears and only one mouth is that we may listen the more and talk the less." There is something about listening, and there's something about navigating family in an ever-changing world. You and I are dealing with situations and ways in which family is now spoken about that without wisdom, we can be knocked off course very easily. I live by this philosophy pretty much since I was in my 20s. The more complicated life gets, the more simple the answer has to be. I cannot navigate complicated situations with complicated solutions. Simple does not mean easy, and simple doesn't mean that it's not profound. Simple means it's a compass that helps me to guide my life and the choices I make. No matter how complex life is, God gives us simple wisdom by which we can navigate life so that we know where we're going, even if we don't know what's going on. And in the Proverbs, Solomon writes to his children about this, the need for wisdom. That wisdom is not just having a great knowledge of things. Wisdom is the ability to stay on true north compass of what is our lives about. And with families, it's mom and dad primarily, or mom or dad, but it's now more with grandma and grandpa and aunts and uncles that we need to be people of wisdom to navigate life. Paul wrote, in Christ, you've got 10,000 guardians, but you only got a father. And father and mothering is so important to Deb and I, because we recognize that in a generation that needs to know what wisdom looks like, it comes from us as the body of Christ, but it comes also primarily from mom and dad. So we're going to read a couple of verses. And I promise you, I know you all have Mother's Day obligations and things you're going to be doing, so we want to be sensitive to that. But I want to ask just for a few moments just to lean in a little bit. Because when Solomon writes about wisdom, this isn't ancient manuscripts that has no relevancy today. The wisdom of the Lord works in every generation, in every season, every time. No matter what you're going through, God's wisdom will help you stay true north in your life. So Solomon wrote in Proverbs chapter 1, "Listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching." Your father's instruction and your mother's teaching, they will be a garland to grace your head and a chain to adorn your neck. There is a beauty when moms and dads teach their children and instruct their children on the ways of God. There is a beauty that cannot be compared by anything else. And Solomon said, he says, listen, take heed, pay attention, that we are parents, understand, and grandparents, children are not learning just by what we say, children are learning by how we live. Children are learning by observing what's important, what's not important. Children are learning on how do we deal with conflict. When my wife and I have counseled a number of people in our 40 years of ministry, sat in our office, and one of the things, if you sit in my office as either a couple or as an individual, one of the things I want to hear is your life story. Because your growing up was your normal. When you're a child, you have no ability to say, that's odd that my dad is yelling at me right now. I wonder what's going on in his heart. I wonder if there's pressures happening that I don't understand, but I think I'm just going to give him some grace right here. We have no idea about anything else but what we're raised in. And then we get into life, and here's what we discover. Whether through marriage or through work or through relationships, your normal and that person's normal doesn't always equal normal. A lot of times, your normal and their normal does this. Because that's all you know. That's what you were raised with. That's your upbringing. And if we could understand, dear ones, that all of us come from abnormal, turn to someone and say, you're abnormal. Would you do that in love? Not on Mother's Day, smart man. Hey, let's just be honest about this. Let's just be real about this. The only normal is God's wisdom. The only normal is the one who created it, the one who said, let there be life, the one who before there was government, before there was church, before there was any other institution, God created family. And he says, I want to show who I am through family, not through government. Hey, dear ones, not even through buildings. It's through family. And we all, because of Adam and Eve, we all walk into family with abnormal situations. And so what Solomon tells his kids and tells us, he says, we need to listen to the wisdom that comes from God because he's the one who can give us our true north compass. When Solomon says, take mother's teaching, here's what that word means. So dad, listen, watch the instruction. Mother's teaching is this. It means to point in a direction. It means a mother's teaching is this. You are pointing your children into a direction. And you read throughout the Old Testament. You read this story in Kings and Chronicles. You read these stories about kings and queens. And it says this. They would say, the father was and the mother was. And then after that, did the children follow God? Dear ones, moms, do not ever underestimate the power you have, not only in your words, but the way in which you live. And more, it's not like, so Deb and I, we're loving, we're grandparents now, you know, the thing, come see Pop, see Nanu, and then go away and I'm going to bed. But do you know how much influence that we still have on our grandkids? Do you know how much influence we even have now? The ones who live in Olympia, Washington, we FaceTime them all the time. And what are we doing? We're bringing love. We're bringing influence. We're bringing value. So even with today's technology, you don't have to live in the same area to be people of influence. And we're constantly pointing in a direction. And what I've discovered, God's wisdom is not just one big aha, but God's wisdom is over time. We are doing the same thing over and over and over again that keeps pointing kids in the right direction, and that right direction is always Jesus. The Message Bible says in Proverbs 22:6, maybe you've heard this verse, train up a child in the way they should go. The Message Bible says this, point your kids in the right direction. When they're old, they won't be lost. So here's a couple things. One is this. Moms, dads, how are you doing in your personal journey with Christ? Because more is caught than taught. More is caught. My wife and I, we didn't experience this as children, but when we were kids in our normal, but one of the things that my wife and I, we chose to do in our new normal was that when we made a mistake with our kids, we disciplined them out of anger, we said the wrong thing, we chose to say to our kids, I'm sorry, will you forgive me? Because we wanted our kids to learn at a very young age, you're going to make mistakes. It's okay, just own it. Except for me, I was somewhat on a Neville level. We taught our children, you never have to recover from a good decision. And we never expected our children to always make a good decision. But what our expectation was this, make the next right decision, even if you make a wrong one. What's the next right decision you can make? And if you don't know, ask somebody. Okay. Second to this. Moms, dads, it's your responsibility to point. It's not your responsibility for the kids when they get older to follow through. I've known men and women of God that loved Jesus deeply and they pointed their kids toward Christ every time. And when the kids got older, for whatever reason, they chose, I'm going another way. And I've talked and I sat with parents who've felt shame and guilt and what did I do wrong? And if I was a better parent and if only I would have, and I've known these people's lives and they did their best to point them back to Jesus. Dear ones, it is not our responsibility to make our kids follow Christ. It's our responsibility to point them to Christ. And it's the job of Holy Spirit to remind them of the wisdom that was planted in your life, in their life, through you. It's the job of the Holy Spirit to awaken that to them, and you never know when that awakening will take place. So I want this. I don't want this like, man, I got to be perfect in everything I do. No, I want you to shake all that off. Shake off shame. Shake off performance. Shake off this sense where I got to be perfect every moment. Is that the Lord calling us home? We're all here. Might need to change our theology. Pay attention. Listen. Follow. God's wisdom, it works, guys. It might not work in a time or a manner in which we want it to, but trust His story. Trust His word. Trust that God loves your kids more than you love your kids. Trust that God never stops working, reminding them of what was planted. Trust that God is working in you. And all we're doing is we are stewards of our children. We are stewards of our grandchildren for a short amount of time. We are stewards of their lives. And all we're doing is like Jesus. 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 And when we don't act like Jesus, forgive me, that wasn't like Jesus, and we keep pointing back to Him. That is the wisdom of the Lord. How many of you have ever heard of a guy named Jack Hayford? Anybody ever heard his name? Jack Hayford, he just passed away this year. I learned a lot about life through Jack Hayford, and he said something in one of his books that I have, for 30 years, I've been following, my wife and I have been following. And he says this, are you ready? It's brilliant. He said, God's will is not us running after the next thing. God's will is not us just frantically going, what am I supposed to do here? What am I supposed to do there? What kind of job should I get? Where should I live? That's not how God works. God's work is on a path. And everything we need is on that path. So just stay on the path. How do we stay on the path? By following God's wisdom. And we have discovered, my wife and I, that when we have gotten, I'm not talking salvation, I'm talking about direction, our true north. Whenever we stepped off the path, we get worried, we get anxious, we get fearful, we get fretful. That's when we know we're off the path. When we just come back to the trust of the path that God has always provided everything we have ever needed and more. Because He really does love us. He really does. And he really does want to shepherd our lives. And he really does want to guide us. And the greatest lesson we can give our kids is this: you can trust him. Trust his ways in an ever-evolving society. Here's the last point. Here's what Solomon said in Proverbs 4. There is a blessing in wisdom. There's just a blessing. He says this: wisdom is supreme, therefore get wisdom. Though it costs all you have, get understanding. Esteem her, and she will exalt you. Embrace her, and she will honor you. She will set a garland of grace on your head and present you with a crown of splendor. Proverbs 19:8. He who gets wisdom loves his own soul. He who cherishes understanding prospers. In an ever-evolving world that's becoming more and more complex, we've got to boil it down to what is the simple truth. And the simple truth is this: God shows us how to live. Study it, learn it, absorb it, put it in your heart, practice it, and you will see life works when we do it his way. And I don't know what Happy Mother's Day looks like to you today, moms. I don't know if Happy Mother's Day is, man, I just came to church and I barely made it. I don't know if Happy Mother's Day is like, my family's in town and we're going to go have lunch and we're going to celebrate and it's going to be awesome. That's my Mother's Day and everything in between. Or my mom passed away this year. Or I lost a child this year. I have no idea what Happy Mother's Day means to you. But one, thank you that you came. Thank you. Thank you. But wisdom can navigate every life situation you're facing, and you can trust the one who wrote the book because he loves you. So we want to bless moms today. In fact, we want to bless all the ladies of the house. Whether you're a mom or not, doesn't matter. We just honor women today. Thank you. Thank you for what you bring into our lives. Thank you for the counsel you give. Thank you for patience. Thank you, moms, that many of you raise your husbands to. Thank you. All the men are kind of like, what the, what? Without Holy Spirit, these are words, but Holy Spirit can take his word and bring life to it. And that's what he wants to do today in you. Wherever you're at, I'm in front of all the cards. Happy, 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 happy. Just give me one card. It's not that simple. It's not that easy. It's more complicated than that. But now what do? I go back and I focus. Here's what we're going after. And it's wisdom. Would you stand with me, please? Since I've got the microphone, I want to thank my wife. She is an amazing mom, grandma, and wife. And I want you all to hear. And Dean's going to go over and stand next to her and give her a hug. Dean, wait a sec. Hey, wait. Hold on. That's me, brother. Come on, man. Gentlemen, here's what I want us to do. I want us to just kind of stretch our hands out toward the women of our church. And I want us to bless them. I want us to bless them. And only the Lord knows what it means, blessing. Only the Lord knows what that's going to mean to them personally. But the Lord does know. He does know. Because you are so important to him, ladies. And you're not alone. You're not by yourself. And God sees everything you do for your family. Father, gentlemen, would you lift your voice and begin to pray? Father, thank you. Thank you, Father God, that you said in Genesis, you made this and you called it good. And you made that and you called it good. The first time you said it's not good was when Adam was by himself. And you said it's not good for man to be alone. So from his rib, from his side, you made a woman. You didn't make from the top of his head that she would rule over him, nor from the bottom of his feet that he would rule over her, but from the side that there's partnership of life. From near the heart that we might share true life together. And Father, today I'm asking in Jesus' name, with beyond anything I can say, any words that I can proclaim, that Father, you know each woman here, and you know each joy, each sorrow, each challenge, each triumph. You know the stress, you know the victory, you know the weariness, you know that I'm not sure what to do here. You also know where there's confidences, you know their gifting, everything you know about them. And Father, in a way that is special to them, would you bless them? And we lift our voices today as a declaration of your heart to theirs. When we say we bless you, it's the Father's heart to bless moms. So Lord, in Jesus' name, as we honor them today, every woman, we ask God for just an incredible grace, incredible mercy, incredible wisdom to be on their lives as they navigate the challenges of this world. Let them walk in that simple beauty, that simple trust that comes from the wisdom of your word. And I thank you for it. And I am anticipating, Lord, really good things in Jesus' name. And would all agree by saying yes and amen. Yes and amen. Yes and amen.